You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair. In the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 475.5, down 1.5 on the open. July, 472, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 455.5, down 3/4 on the open. July, 470, down 3/4. September, 480.5, down 1.25. December, 492, down 1.5. March, 506, up 1 on the open. May corn opened at 357.5, down 3.25 on the open. July, 370, down 2.75. September, 375.5, down 4. December, 382, down 5.75. March, 394.5, down 4.75. May, 402, down 4. July, 406.5, down 4.5 on the open. May soybeans opened at 741, down 5.5 on the open. July, 759, down 5. August, 765.5, down 4.25. September, 772.5, down 4.5. November, 786, down 5.75. January, 796.5, down 4.5. March, 805, down 4.5. May, 809, down 5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 204.50, down 60 on the open. July, 209, down 190. May soybean oil open at 32.70, down 8 on the open. July, 33.28, down 4. At the Merck April feeders, opened at 109.90, down 20 on the open. May, 111.20, unchanged. August, 112.50, down 25. September, 111.20, unchanged on the open. April live cattle opened at 99.50, down 42.5 on the open. June, 94.62.5, unchanged. August, 92.80, down 10. October, 96.90, down 15 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 64.90, up 15 on the open. May, 75.32.5 unchanged. June, 76.65 up 25. July, 77.75 up 12.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 102.10 up 25 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have snow on the ground in the upper Midwest. We have export sales for the week ending April 5th of 52.2 million bushels. I know it's the futures market, but we're taking prices down pretty significantly when fundamental news is pretty good.
That tells you it's a bear market.
Sure does.
When bullish news doesn't help things out, that means you're in pretty big trouble. Basically, what the market has ADD. So, I mean, those things don't count right now. What counts is the perception of whether or not we're going to get this big crop planted. And, I mean, the trade has taken USDA's 90 million acre intention number and running with it. And the weather forecasts down the road indicate that there may be an opening, a drier weather pattern next week that could maybe get the planters or rolling. That is what the market, I think, is focused on, Dave. And until something comes along to change that perception, the market will struggle fundamentally because I know it's going to be April 15th here next week, tax day, and probably not a lot of corn's going to be in the ground. And that will be, probably be behind at least the average pace that we've experienced over the past 2 to 3 years. We've kind of gotten off to an early start. But the market usually doesn't respond to planning delays until it's too late, and that is usually around May 20th. All of a sudden, they wake up May 20th and say, golly, only 85% of the crop is planted, therefore we've lost 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 million acres. So, and I assume that's probably going to be the case again this year. If we go that far, I mean, the weather pattern could shift and we get into a fairly nice period and everything gets planted. But that's kind of where we're at in the market. And then, you know, the frost freeze damage in the wheat, nobody really knows what is going to totally happen there, whether or not farmers are going to tear up a lot of wheat, plant corn, plant beans. That depends upon the area. We know that at least the wheat up north here, I think, is going to get tore up and probably planted to corn. And a lot of it depends upon the damage. So that's kind of weighing in on the corn market, thinking that some of these wheat acres, especially the wheat acres that had nitrogen put on them, is going to end up going to corn. So maybe we. So the market, I think, is perceiving that we. Corn acres could actually be growing in here for a little bit, and that's what kind of keeps the corn market under gun. And the soybean market is trying to make a stand here, and wheat, of course, is trying to make a stand and try to recover and compensate for maybe acreage loss, bushels loss, and whatnot.
I want to focus on the corn just a little bit more. Are you telling me then, if I'm reading between your words, that if we were to come back on April 23rd, which seems about the halfway decent day that you might go consider planning given all that's gone on, and USDA says the average plant by then is 24 or 25%, and we're at 3 or 4%, we're not going to pop this market off of that news?
You may ease up on the selling pressure, but I don't think you're going to pop it, no. Because you still have up until May 20th to plant corn. It'll probably be pretty well driven by weather forecasts. Amazingly, these fields have a tendency to dry out much quicker than everybody thinks so at the time. It's amazing what a day of sun and a little breeze can do. I've watched planting delays for a long time, and it's just amazing what a day of sun can do. You just look at the market here today. What are we down here? 6 cents. It's not worried about it yet. Like I said, I don't think it's going to worry about it until you get into May. Now you could do it a little earlier this year. Each year has its own little twists and turns and that kind of stuff. But for the time being, it's not going to worry about any kind of corn planting delays yet.
You look at charts, December, for example, it appears to me that trade wants to try to test the April lows maybe sometime in May.
Well, now we'll switch topics here.
Okay.
Now, technically, what we're doing is that we did have that low on that second limit down day there on Monday after the report. Then we kind of had a short covering bounce because of the cold, wet weather forecast and whatnot. So now we've kind of rolled back, and now what we're doing technically is testing that low for support. And if we can escape making a lower low, on these drier type weather forecasts and kind of begin to reverse out of here, then I think that low could turn into be kind of an important cyclical low, and that could maybe lay the groundwork then for a rally into the first half of May.
Turn your attention to the beans, where it's been a sort of an orderly gradual decline sideways to lower. Is 776.5 a level that we need to be concerned about, keep an eye on?
Well, if you look at your individual contract charts, we're breaking that long-standing uptrend line. And now we've been down underneath it now here for 2 to 3 days. The only thing that we got going on the beans is The thing is oversold. Maybe there is a shot here that we could kind of get this thing turned back up and maybe get back above that trend line. But we do need to get back above that trend line on soybeans, or otherwise the overall trend in soybeans is going to shift down with corn.
So what is that, around 802, 803, the uptrend line now?
Well, depending on which contract. I got the July here in front of me, and it's somewhere here, looks like maybe around 76 or something like that.
I'm kind of looking at the Novies at the moment. Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. In Kansas City, May wheat at 478.5, up 2.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 455.5, down 3/4. July 469.5, down 1.25. May corn 354, down 6.75. July 366, down 6.75. December 382, down 5.75. May beans 740, down 6.5. July 757, down 7. November 784.5, down 7.25. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.